welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode Portal 2 Spoilers, bitches.
Yeah.
Yep. My name is Christopher Riccio. I am here with Jason A. Stryker.
Hello, people.
Jeff Chorney.
Hey, what up?
Nico Kusanagi.
Yo!
And Mr. Glenn Burgess.
Space!
I'm in space! I'm in space!
I'm in space.
So today we are talking about Portal 2. Let's be straight up honest. This is going to be a spoiler-filled show. If you haven't finished Portal 2,
turn off now.
Once you play it, you need to stop listening to this right now.
For reals.
If you don't, I will come to your house and beat you down.
Can we spoil it immediately now just to punish the people who haven't stopped listening yet?
You blow up the moon!
That's close.
True. There's actually a little bit of truth in
that. That's
there.
Actually close.
That is somewhat accurate.
I wanted to say that to you so bad. Do you remember on our Fallout?
Yes.
Spoiler show, Alex kept saying, oh, you blow up the moon!
I actually thought that was pretty funny. We'll get to it, but... So... kind of the way I was hoping we could do this is because, you know, a lot of the spoiler shows we've done in the past, we've just gone very sequential and it was very, like, dictated. And it just... I want to do something a little bit more organic this time, so...
Organic.
So it's going to be more expensive?
Yeah, pretty much.
yeah, exactly. Damn it.
Natural, organic. It'll be, like, twice the cost. So I wanted to start talking about, like, start with the characters. And I figured we would get into all the story elements by just talking about the characters.
Mm-hmm.
So, and... When you start this game, the first character you meet is, of course, Wheatley.
Hell yes.
Yeah.
Who is a fantastic character, in my opinion.
Dumb as rocks.
Dumb as rocks.
So funny.
Yeah.
And it's played like by, what's his name?
That guy.
What's the guy's name? The British guy. He helped co-create like The Office with Ricky Gervais. What the hell's his name? Come on, someone's got to know this.
It's not important. Someone is yelling at us right now, and that's what's
Stephen,
important.
Stephen, oh god.
Hawkins. Stephen Hawkins.
Stephen Hawkins. I'll look it up, you guys keep talking.
Alright. But, he immediately starts with, like, the humor, and that's what really, I mean, I was, within the first 5 minutes of the game, I was just like, I love this character.
Yes.
And, like, it's like, press X to speak, and you press X, and you jump, and it's like...
I fucking love that.
You just jump there.
Okay.
That's probably natural with brain damage.
That's not talking.
Mine was, press space to say apple.
Okay, looks like you've got jumping now. Yeah.
Jump is good. Well, there's that.
You might have a slight case of serious brain damage.
Well, don't be alarmed unless you are alarmed, because you probably should be
Hold
alarmed
on to
if
that.
You've just been informed that you have brain damage.
And just the whole, like one of the things that was mentioned on when Glenn was on the show was just like the little touches that they throw in there with Wheatley, like the one where you first get onto one of the springboards,
yes,
and it shoots you up in the air, and Wheatley's like sitting there, it's like, hey, I'm here, and then you just fall down,
and then there was this bird,
there was a bird,
but
I was just laying there, and you thought I was.
And the whole catch me thing, it's like, all right, so I'm going to count to three, and I'm going to drop off, and you're going to catch me. And he goes, one,
it's
two,
too high.
Three. No, it's too high. It's too high. I can't do it. So just amazing character. I mean, I think Valve really blew it out of the park. Hit it out of the park.
Steven Merchant, by the way, is his name.
Thank you.
There you go.
Nuked that shit out of the park.
So my question for you guys is, were any of you surprised when Wheatley kind of turned on you?
Yes.
Oh, what?
And I was actually pissed.
Like, that's the point, Glenn.
I was legitimately pissed off, like, to the point I was like, oh my god, I don't know if I like where this game's going. Because I loved him the way he was, and I was like, oh no, if they're gonna make him like super, super evil now and just like take away his like moronic personality, I don't know if it would be good. But no.
They made him
no, exactly. But I literally was pissed when that whole thing happened. I was like, oh god, no, come on, no.
Yeah.
But no, right away I was like, okay, I like this.
I was pissed just before it happened, because I was like, there is no fucking way that is the whole game just now.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, exactly. Oh, that was the end?
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
you
I knew it
was GLaDOS, but... basically, at that point, and you're like,
yes,
I mean, that was kind of easy. She didn't even choose
you switch...
me or anything.
Yeah, you're basically switching her out for him, so he's in charge now of Aperture. Yeah.
You kind of knew, like, as the elevator's going up, and he's, like, you know, forgetting to call for it, and it's going up, and he's talking, and then it stops, and you're coming down. Do you have to go just yet? Like, oh, Jesus.
You're like, oh, here's the rest of the game.
And that's the thing. It's like, when it kind of dawned on... It hit me when they said that a corrupted core was was in the apparatus.
Was in the room. Yeah.
And I was like, well, why is she corrupted? What corrupted her? Did this machine corrupt her? Is this going to corrupt Wheatley when I put him in there? So, yeah. And it's just it surprised me, but
because you killed her,
yeah, exactly.
She was reanimated.
That just pissed her off. I think she was corrupt to begin with.
Yeah.
But I like the whole writing at that point was awesome. Like when he's like, you basically have to put Wheatley in that machine, and it's like, okay,
corrupted core.
He's like,
wait.
He's like, do you want to be switched? Yes. The corrupted core. Do you want to be replaced? No. We've reached a stalemate. And the whole
press the stalemate resolution button.
That shit was.
I mean, what? Where does that come from? The stalemate resolution button.
Only Aperture would have something.
That's right.
He's like, that's one of the good things you guys have as humans. You can actually like push buttons and stuff. And, you know, that's why you're
important. Like, oh, that's handy.
Yeah.
Once you got back to his like realm after you went through like the lower level, all the lower level areas, and just to listen to his idiocy, mm-hmm. and at the same time he's sitting here trying to kill you. It was just freaking awesome.
It being before that though, like I found because obviously this game has way more of a story than the first one does.
Oh yeah.
And I felt his banter helped that so much. Like it just made it worth. Like I played through the game one and a half times, if that makes sense. I basically played it through once, and then from chapter 1 to 6, and then from chapter 1 to 6 again, just because I love the whole Wheatley parts of it. And there's one part I was talking to the thread before I beat it, but I want to talk about one spot in particular. That the writing frame was so good, I was sitting there for 5 minutes just listening to him banter, not realizing I actually had to do something at that point. And it's the part where you got to shut off neurotoxin thing.
He's hacking a computer.
And he's hacking the computer, and you're sitting there. He's like, "All right, so I see a computer. Yep, check and check that off."
A good first step.
And he keeps going. Yeah, exactly. And he keeps. So I'm sitting there. I'm like, "Okay, I'm waiting." Like, "Oh my God, Jesus Christ!" So I'm like, at one point, I'm finally like, "Okay, you know what? I'm just gonna walk around." Also, I'm like, "Oh wait, hold on a second. I can do something over here." And that, I thought it was so brilliant that they did that. Like, I don't know if you and you guys did that. Like, sat there and listened to him banter for like 5 minutes. Like, that is so good.
Personally, because I couldn't figure out what to do.
Yeah, exactly.
That was after you put the corrupted turret.
Yes, that was after that. Yeah. And that was also
so I already figured out when I got to the neurotoxin chamber that, okay, he's going to, you know, go on his little spiel of talking to himself, and I'm going to go figure out how to actually fix it.
Yeah. Because he obviously has no idea what the fuck he's doing.
Oh, well, turn around, I'm going to hack this.
Right. I can and sum up.
He's like, oh wait, where are you going? Oh, you've got an idea. Okay.
Yeah, you got it. You got an idea.
One line that Wheatley did can sum up the entirety of his personality. It's from the very beginning when you're in the little chamber.
Yeah.
He goes, I think this is a docking port. Good news, it's not a docking port.
Yeah.
I'm gonna manually override this wall now.
It's smashing.
He starts smashing the chamber into the wall.
And the greatest thing about that is like it actually says he says, I think this is a docking port. And
yeah,
you
it
can
says
see docking port and an arrow pointing down.
And down.
Yeah. And he's like trying to go straight forward at the wall. It's like I mean that's kind of when you realize that Wheatley is just like a fucking idiot. I mean,
I love the concept of I'm gonna go manually override this wall. Come on.
I also laughed my ass off when you're doing the corrupt turret and you get everything fixed and you have to go or he goes off
the
to
door.
Try and open the door for you.
Yeah.
And the door is actually open. You open the door and you come up and you actually startle him.
Yeah.
And he's just berating you. You know,
how did
be
you
like,
get through there?
It's like, can you at least cough or something? Or at least
next time let me know. Jeez, you could cough or something. And you go along your merry way. Oh, it was hilarious. He probably got the most laughs out of me.
Absolutely.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, yeah, and they built him for that. And
yes.
I mean, man, when you put him into basically GLaDOS. Mm-hmm. And he turns GLaDOS into the fucking potato.
That was fun.
That's one of my favorite lines of the entire game is when you're falling, and GLaDOS is like she's falling right beside you, and she's like, "Oh, so how you doing? Because I'm a potato.
And I gotta say,
the slow clap sense.
Yeah, the slow clap.
Oh, good. That made it in here. Great.
Yeah.
Well, that still works. So we have that. But we're moving away from Wheatley. Go back to Wheatley.
Yeah, yeah, it keeps saying.
But I gotta say that Wheatley was as good and humorous and as great of a character as he was because of the voice actor.
Yeah.
Oh, he was great.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
Did any of you guys listen to, I guess, a different option for a voice actor? Like, they replayed... No. There, I don't remember where I saw it, but it was, you know, it was like on YouTube or some shit. But they had originally a different voice actor,
like Chris Rock
or Wheatley, and they did like that part of the they did part of the opening scene in the chamber you start at,
yeah.
And it was not funny good. At all.
Couldn't
I was,
have been.
Yeah. Yeah,
Eddie
I was
Murphy,
very,
dude. It's a fine line between, you know, acting like a moron and being comedic, and then you know. Playing a character that wants to kill you and is supposed to be evil, and I think he really pulled it off.
Oh yeah,
and
absolutely.
I'm also wondering if they let Stephen Merchant actually write some of this stuff, because it's very British, like because he is British, and a lot of the words he uses is totally British slang. So I'm wondering if they were like, hey, this is the basis of what he's going to say, go for it.
Well, there's a certain amount of ad lib that goes into the voice acting in general, so you know, I'm sure they wrote something, and then he goes, no, this will work better.
Yeah, you're right,
it does.
Yeah, absolutely.
Actor's freedom. Yeah.
And every now and again, he'll bust out something fairly intelligent sounding, like he goes, Holmes versus Moriarty.
Yeah.
Aristotle versus Smashy Spike Blades.
I think that was my favorite line.
Oh, yeah?
That got a hearty chuckle out of me.
What part? When was that? I'm trying to think of when that was.
Clever. Isn't a better very name? Clever.
There's not a better name for that than Smashy Spike Blade? Really?
What part was that at? Oh, that's near the end. That's at the end, right? When you dodge his blade. Yeah, that's right.
This is the part where it kills you.
Yeah, that's right. This is the part where that's right. Okay, yeah.
That was the GLaDOS is that this is the part where he kills us. And he goes, this is the part where I kill you. It comes up on the screen, chapter 9. This is the part where
he kills you.
And you get that achievement.
Yeah,
that helps too.
That's too funny.
And then like at the very end, when after he gets like disconnected from GLaDOS, and he's like floating in space.
Yes.
And he's like,
we're jumping. Oh yeah, yeah.
I'm really sorry.
Yeah.
If I had
genuinely
to do over again, I would do it differently.
We're in space.
He's just like in remorse over
he's
everything
like,
that happened.
Let go of me. I can fix this. I can
so
fix
much
this.
Space.
And
I'll see it all.
I get space. Hold on. Never mind. Hold on. So
good. Oh man. And that
did you guys get the pit boss achievement or trophy or whatever yet? Did you see that?
Sounds familiar.
When you know when you run away from him after you get away from that where he's gonna kill you with all those smashy spike blades at
once?
Yeah.
When he's like, come back! You turn around and you go back. And he goes, this is awkward. I didn't expect you to come back. Okay. Let's see. Devious plan. That pit. Could you just jump in there? Could you just
no,
jump in? And then you jump in and he goes, oh, well done. Thank you. And you jump in and kill yourself and get an achievement for it.
And then you get an achievement for killing yourself.
Yeah. I got, there's a similar, I think I got a good one for good listening, and it's kind of, it's
early game
when, I just got that one today when I was playing through those ones again when, you know, when you're running away from GLaDOS. The part where he's
running
in the back area.
She's like, come here, Ashley. This is your chamber away. Here it is. You might as well do it now. And you go in there, because the first time I was like, fuck that. I'm like, going in. I'm like, I'm going there. And then you die, and it gives you an achievement.
Yeah, she just pumps it full of neurotoxin.
I gotta try that other one now. Fuck.
Oh man. Anything else that we want to mention about Wheatley before we move to?
I'm sure there's a million things, but
yeah,
maybe the boss fight.
Just before that, there's another actually. It's around achievements. Did you guys get the achievement for going and trying to rescue the companion cube?
Oh yeah, when you're not supposed to bring
anything through the thing.
Oh yeah. That was with GLaDOS though.
Yeah.
It was GLaDOS. Yeah, it was before that whole fight though.
One other thing with Wheatley. Did you guys get the Smash TV achievement?
No, did not. I just found out about that today. I knew about one room that you could do it in where he actually responds to you. I don't know if you could do it with
the others. He responds differently every single time you smash the TV.
So what happens?
Like,
where do you
like
do this?
If you smash like X number of TVs, then you get an achievement out of it.
Okay.
And
the monitors where his face is on it.
If you aim a turret at the monitor, it'll shoot it out. Like it's hilarious.
Nice. But I didn't know that. That's pretty cool.
So like the first one that I did, I accidentally jumped on the aerial faith plate and it smashed me into the TV. Yeah. He goes, bless your primitive primate brain.
I've done that one.
Not actually in the room with you. It's called technology. All very complicated. Can't hurt the big god face.
The big god face.
And then later on, you break another one, and he's like, you know, you're just helping me. I was just thinking today, what do we have too much of in the lab? And I said, monitors. We have too many monitors. So really, you're just helping me out, taking me out the monitors. Well done. Keep doing that. That's exactly what I'd like you to do. It's hilarious.
Oh, man. But yeah, so the boss fight was interesting for me. I thought it was extremely creative the way it used, like...
everything.
Well, especially, yeah, it used everything. It uses, I should say all the gels. It uses all the gels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. At least once. Yeah.
And that,
it doesn't
the gels,
use any of the cubes.
The gels were a mechanic that I absolutely loved in this game.
Oh, yeah.
They were so creative, and just the way that they used them and everything like that, and to throw them into the boss fight made it... that much more satisfying when I finally finished it.
Well, they kind of had to because you didn't get too much of it once you got back up top.
Not at all.
Right. Once you were back into
upside,
Wheatley Science.
Wheatley Labs proper.
Yeah, Wheatley Labs, right. You didn't get as much of the gels. But
Can I say I thought that boss fight was a little too easy?
Very easy.
It was easy.
It was extremely easy.
It was quick and...
I never questioned one time what I needed to do.
From the developer's commentary?
Yeah.
Apparently, the boss fight was supposed to be a lot harder. And this is kind of a running theme throughout the game where they really dumbed it down and made it accessible to as many people as possible. They apparently had, him shooting turrets. They also had... what else did they have? The spike, platforms as well. Yeah. But it was too hard for people, Valve said. So they took those out and just stuck with the bombs, and that was pretty much about it.
Yeah, the bombs were so easy to dodge; it just didn't really.
Right, there was
Well, you dodged no them because I didn't even do that. I just shot a portal directly in front of me,
and just wait until you aim until you shoot a portal and move.
I didn't even move. They would not hit you. They actually
pretty much auto target the portals.
Yeah.
Oh,
they
really?
Were like dead center.
Yeah, they will.
Every
if
time.
They're in the same vicinity, they'll just go right into the portal. You can see.
Oh, because I was actually dodging. I would dodge. And
I would do
the
same thing, but
I shot the portal and
right
stood there. it seemed a little bit easy.
The thing is, I didn't really mind because I was like the whole banter going on was also hilarious.
Exactly.
I was entertained, even though I was in there. Like, I was actually more worried. I was like, "Oh fuck, this is gonna be so hard. Like, you're gonna add all this other stuff in. I'm gonna be frustrated." But I was never frustrated, and I was just having a good time with it. And I was like, "This is actually pretty cleverly done." And it was easy though. But I mean, so was GLaDOS in Portal 1.
Yeah,
it's like that game was less about playing the game and more about the experience of playing the game. You were doing things, but it was almost like it was like interactive storytelling at times. And that boss fight's kind of what that was for me,
Well, I think Portal is more about the puzzles anyways.
That lead up
about,
to it.
Well, what he's saying is that, there was more of a focus on storyline and
hell yeah.
Yeah, the puzzles were dumbed down, I think. I think they're a lot easier this time around.
I would say that. I think the biggest thing is that a lot of the puzzles in this one required a lot less dexterity.
Well, there were so many more mechanics that were introduced to you, and there's always ramp up with whenever a new mechanic is involved, and so you have like 3-4 levels that are just introducing you and getting you the hang of this particular one. So it never really got to go too deep into everything all of the mechanics.
I agree with that. It's like they give you too much. Like with Portal 1, I never once had to look up anything. It was like just right. It was just, once I figured, okay, I have to go here. Okay, this is. I'd fiddle around with stuff, but I was never stuck. Yeah, the most I was stuck in Portal 1 was like maybe a few minutes. But like, okay, this is what I do. Like, this is what I have to do. But this one, I actually was legitimately stuck. But like Jason said, it's like they give you all these crazy mechanics, and I actually got worried. I'm like, oh my god, they're gonna actually throw all this together and make some crazy friggin' contraption they have to figure out. But they never really did that.
Yeah.
At the end, it was just kind of like
The most they would throw together is maybe like 2 or maybe 3, and that was about it.
Yeah, like I wanted to see ones that predicted like, okay, you'd have like the bouncy gel or repulsive gel into the speed gel. Launch up one of those launchy thingies, and you have to like shoot a portal, come at another fucking side of portal, like just crazy like Rube Goldberg machines, whatever those things are called.
Yeah.
Like, this craziness, but it never really happened, and it was kind of
one of the things that I'm really glad that they did mix though is like the gels and that beam, that cylindrical beam.
Well, that's
the, there's okay, some the, cool mechanics with that. Yeah,
the one one of the ones I had to look up was one of those ones, and it was the one.
Yeah, me too.
It was like the second last chamber, I think. The one where there's those three turrets behind the thing.
Yeah,
and I knew what I had to. I knew I had to get the gel behind there to bounce them off, but I didn't know how.
Didn't figure out how to.
I
do
was
it.
Like, okay, how do I do this? Like, okay, I can get it into the beam, and I don't have to. I was like, this is just frustrating to shit. And that was one of the things I'm like, hey, I looked up on. And I was like, oh, okay, okay.
I was
that
literally about 60 seconds away from looking that up, but when I said, oh, wait. Okay,
strike
now
that,
I've got
reverse
it.
Reverse it.
Yeah, reverse it, get it all the way onto the other side of the screen, then shoot a different portal, and make them go bouncy bounce. And yes. that pretty much wrapped that one up. But the last two chambers were probably the two hardest for me.
Yeah.
As far as...
I'm trying to think. Like, that was one of the last two, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was actually the last, like, traditional chamber.
Okay.
Was it? I think it was
the last one before you just basically shot portals and had to get, like, to one area with, like, a simple maneuver.
Yeah, I had to look that one up too, but I didn't have a problem with the three turrets. It was actually, you know, the angled jump that you had to.
Yeah, because you had to.
I just went retarded. And I couldn't figure out how. I'm like, I know I have to go through that. How do I go up high enough? I had to look it up, and it was seriously, you just had to like levitate.
Yeah, put one in. Yeah, put a portal in the ground.
Speaking of retarded, and the same thing. Okay, it's when you use a mechanic early in the game, but then you never use it again for a long time, and it was one of the ones where. There's one of those beam things blocking an entrance where you have to go and get a cube, and you have to fly through a portal, put another portal on one of those angled platforms, and you go through it, and I'm like, I keep landing in this thing, so it stops my momentum. I'm like,
oh,
and there's a red laser at the bottom.
So can...
Yes! And I totally forgot you can block it with the cube. I'm sitting there, I'm like, okay, I have to fucking somehow get by this. I'm like, I don't know how to do this. I'm pulling the cube, I'm like, what if I put the cube over here? And I thought, if I put it in the red laser, it's gonna disintegrate. So I'm like, that's gonna be pointless, but I never actually tried it. So like, after like 20 minutes, I'm like, I'm looking this up. And then the guy just goes, oh, so you just take this cube here and just put it right in front of the laser. And I was like, are you fucking serious?
So are we doing that now then, the ones that we got stuck on?
Oh, fuck you.
Why not? We kind of float into it, so.
That's how you do it when it's organic.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I don't know if you guys remember the one that had the, it was one of the ones with the laser and the box that that refracts the laser beam.
Okay.
It was the one that had the moving platform with that big laser grid that you went through.
I know what you're
talking about. For whatever fucking reason, could not. How the hell do I get that laser at the right level so that I can change it with the cube? I can't fucking figure it out. And then I watch the video and they're like, all right, you just shoot a portal on this wall. I'm like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. The one directly above the door is at the right level, but I'm looking at all the walls that are to the right of the door. And I'm like, they're all too fucking low. What the fuck am I doing? To the left of the door. God, and then I jumped off the cliff because I felt like a douche, so I killed myself. And then,
that was the second to last one, right? Wasn't that the second to the last room?
Could have been.
It might have been,
So those are the two that actually took me the longest to get through. Out of all of them, those are the two. So I really think that it's like, it seems like they were like, okay, so let's, you know, everything else in this game was pretty easy. Let's put the last two really, you know, let's really make them think. And they put all like a ton of effort into those last two, but kind of didn't put as much effort into the ones before it. So, I mean, I could see where that would be a complaint to some people. I thought the game was freaking fantastic either way, so,
yeah.
You know.
Absolutely.
Did you guys have problems, like, in the traversal parts of the game where you kind of be between chambers, especially when you're in the Cave Johnson type stages?
Those ones? Oh, when you're going in between the old test chambers?
Yeah, the old test chambers, and they weren't necessarily hard, but that is the one part of the game I didn't find tedious at all. I knew it was basically, okay, I can put a portal here, I just gotta find where to put the other one.
Yeah.
And sometimes they're, like, really kind of hard to find, and...
Yeah, to, like, zoom in and shit.
Yeah.
I had trouble with that as well, definitely.
Especially with the way that they work this game, it's like they always put, like, special areas out that you can go find, and it gives you a little extra... you know, a piece of the storyline or something like that. And there was one spot in the Cave Johnson area where there was like an office on the other side, and I was like, there's got to be a way to get over there. There's got to be something in there. And after about like 10 minutes of fucking around trying to get over there, I said, fuck it, I'm just going to go. And then like 5 minutes later, you come back to that room and there's a way to get to that office. I'm like, fuck. Yeah. You know, it's like, what a waste of 10 minutes, but, you know, it's, I don't know, I guess they, I don't know, maybe they do that on purpose, you know, so, I don't know.
That was a hell of a sequence and a large chunk of the game, but they did so much backstory and
loved that, I loved that.
I mean, we had a GLaDOS origin story all of a sudden.
Yeah, for real, where she came from, where AI came from, and like, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. I mean, all I could see, obviously, is his voice actor, and I just see J. Jonah Jameson from
Spider-Man. Yeah, oh my
see,
God.
Who is that?
It's like all that I can see.
Okay, you know, I'm going to look him up right now, and if I, I'm going to see this
J.K. Simmons.
Like,
there we go.
J.K. Simmons, yeah.
J.K. Simmons?
Did you guys... He's one of those that guys.
Did you guys...
Oh, dude, him! The dude from Spider-Man. He's the guy from Spider-Man.
Did you guys find the doc for the Borealis?
I did, just today, actually.
I did not.
That shit was cool, I thought. There's like this hidden door when you're going through all those offices, kind of the, like mm-hmm. you were talking, the in between the chambers and the old Aperture and Science Lab. Yeah. There's this hidden door. It's kind of behind a filing cabinet, and you go through there, and the only door that you can open once you're inside there is this giant dry dock with a lifesaver that says Borealis, USS mm-hmm. Borealis on it. And then you get a little trophy for finding it. And I'm like, that's pretty badass, man.
Yeah. Did you guys find the picture?
Yes.
I did.
What do you mean the picture?
Portrait of a lady.
Yeah, there's picture. A portrait of Cave and a chick.
Carolyn.
I did find that. Yeah, I found that. Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
And you get to the point where you assume it's Carolyn by the end, but
I mean, when you're there with GLaDOS, she says something about that lady looks really familiar. You know.
Yeah. Right. Right.
And I was like, that's pretty much
the instant that you realize, oh, so GLaDOS is Carolyn. All right.
Exactly. That's like what she's based off of. Yeah.
Right. Right. But all right, let's talk about GLaDOS.
Oh, okay. Dude! Yeah, let's
do that. We'll get back to
get away. If something comes up, fucking bring that shit up.
Exactly.
Dare I say she was even more hilarious this time around?
Oh yes. My God! Yes,
I couldn't believe like all of the fat jokes.
That shit was so funny.
Awesome. What was funny is because you could tell she didn't actually meet. Like she met. It was just one of those like jealous bitches who just like was so pissed off you killed her. She's just throwing shit at you. Just like whatever I can, like make look fat. Oh, by the way, you look terrible in that that outfit. Everyone else looks normal, but you look terrible. But then again, how many neck bearded scientists?
It turns out they have a doctorate from France.
He looks so graceful flying through the air.
And this is
like
this
an
is
eagle fine. Piloting a
blimp.
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 And this is the one of the ones that Glenn mentioned on the show when he was on. You know that plate that shoots you up in the air, and she's like,
it's not going to lower
it's
the
not
ceiling.
Programmed to handle someone of your generosity.
Generosity.
Yeah.
I'll just lower the ceiling
for you.
Brilliant.
But I love how you're also hearing from Wheatley every time you attempt to make jump.
Yep.
He's talking about birds or some shit.
Yeah.
And I love how they follow that up later when GLaDOS is kind of on your side, and Wheatley makes a fat joke, and GLaDOS is like, she's not even fat. Look at her.
She's not fat.
Look at her. Like,
fatty fat,
awesome.
No parents, fatty fat.
And what's wrong with being adopted? You have no parents.
All of the lead-up stuff, all of the digs that she took a shell, took it back,
and I thought that was so brilliant how they did that. I thought that was so good.
I got the heartiest laughs out of GLaDOS.
Yeah.
I did too. It turns out I found out
I have a black box of sorts that saves the last 2 minutes of my life. Yeah. So I got to relive you killing me over and over again. A lesser person might hold a grudge for this and want revenge, but not me.
Oh, hey, I found the phone number to your parents. Let's give them a call. By the way, we don't love you anymore.
That's kind of impressive, actually. I wonder if they know someone who works for the phone company.
Yeah.
I like the whole bit with the surprise too, and you're like, you get to the end of the stage and like little bits of confetti show up. It's like, okay, I lied. Surprise. There's no surprise.
That bitch fooled me. She fucking fooled me because I actually was expecting.
Did you not
something.
Learn with the cake? Come on.
The only reason I thought I knew that wasn't a surprise because I watched the game trailer's review and they show that part. They just show the meow and the confetti come down. And I was like, this is totally gonna be that part. That's the only. I was like, fuck them. But yeah, that was fun. Sucks.
I gotta say, I loved, up until you ran into GLaDOS again, I love walking through the facility and seeing how it degraded over the years.
Yeah.
And just how all the you know, the vegetation was starting to
everywhere.
Come in. And then after you meet GLaDOS,
all the walls were barely working.
Yeah, everything's building
just
back
just
up.
Completely run down. And then after you meet GLaDOS, then watching her slowly try and rebuild the facility, I thought that was really impressive.
Just before that, don't want to speak. This isn't hyperbole. This, to me, is honestly, I think, the best reintroduction to a villain of all time.
Yes.
The way they did that whole build-up with the music kicks in. He's like, oh, we're going to have to walk into her chamber.
Yep.
And like, and the music kicks in, like, slow piano. And I'm like, this is so fucking awesome.
And, then when, and like, the hairs in the back of your neck are standing up.
Yes, I got chills.
Shit.
I'm like, this is awesome.
And then they make a joke out of it all.
The door is open. Yeah. I don't want to go. I don't want. Oh, she's off. Let's go.
And then they stick it, and then you know you're trying. You're looking for the escape pod switch, and you stick.
Don't look at anything. Well, you have to look at everything because it's funny. Escape pod.
He turns on all the breakers.
He turns on all the fucking breakers, and she comes back to life. And it's like, oh god damn it, you know.
Watching that thing though, dude, that was like giving me a brief panic attack when I was watching GLaDOS like slowly drag back together and come up.
It's like, oh my god, I'm gonna die already.
And then she just kind of spins, and the one
it's like the T-1000 all over again.
There's one piece that looks like an arm dangling down, and she says, oh, hello.
I love it. Yeah, he's like, hello there. She's like, hello. Oh, it's you.
And he's like, you know her?
I've just been hanging out here, you know, since you killed me.
I've been really busy while being dead.
That was an awesome reintroduction to GLaDOS.
No, I agree. I agree.
My favorite, when you get to the one test chamber, and she's like, Aperture Science requires me to inform you that this next test chamber is looking pretty good.
Good.
You're like, oh,
god. You walk in, and it's all everything looks like it's back to normal from Portal 1.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was good.
That Kate also Johnson. Made me...
I punched the numbers into my calculator, and it came up smiley face.
Yes. Of course, if you come in here and you're over 30, you're laughing.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
we'll get to Cave. We'll get to Cave.
Yeah, we'll get to him.
I also love when you walked into one of the test chambers and she says, "I'm required to tell you how to go about this."
Oh,
test.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. This
this
test requires some expertise.
I'll give you the fast version.
There, now just replay it in slow motion if you need a reference. I thought that was great.
I have to go clean up the wing that was made entirely out of glass. Enjoy this next test chamber.
All by myself.
Oh, man.
So she kind of got a conscience after a while because you do like a buddy cop team up thing.
Because she turned into a potato.
You have her as a potato on your portal gun. I thought that was fucking brilliant.
Yeah, awesome. I love how they led up to that. How like you're walking through like the science fair entries, and it's like, it's funny. Every kid that was in the science fair made a potato battery.
Well, except for the one volcano. Baking soda volcano.
Yeah, the baking soda. There's one baking
that,
soda volcano.
That one doesn't belong to one of the scientists, I don't think. Not saying there's anything wrong with that, just they're a lot more dumb.
Yeah.
But, so, she gets turned into a potato, and I love the fact that when she, like, gets overly emotional, she fucking shuts off.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I guess I have to remember not to do that.
1.5 volts or 1.6
volts. Yeah, 1.6.
And it's really cool that they lead up to that because they one of the things that they say, like in the background while Shell is getting back into the test chambers and everything is, they're like, don't worry, in case of a power outage, all of the artificial intelligence can be run off of like less than 1.5 volts or whatever.
1.1
volts. And they kind of like, and that's at the very, very beginning of the game. So they kind of shoot that out there for you and they get you ready for GLaDOS and a potato battery. And I really appreciated that.
The nerd in me was laughing like crazy when you stab her and pick her up. She's like, oh, do you have a meter? Never mind. I'm reading an extra 0.5 volts. That thing must have some magnesium in it or something. And I'm like, that's awesome. Oh, never mind.
She was hilarious. Yeah, she got kind of a conscience after a while.
And I was kind of pissed. Was I the only one too pissed off at that kind of at the beginning?
What's
I was
that?
Like, they're gonna make GLaDOS your buddy. I'm like, oh, but then
it was such
right
a
away
cool
within
dynamic.
Like 2 minutes.
Yeah. I liked it. I thought it was interesting.
I thought.
Oh no,
it's,
I'm not saying. I'm not saying I didn't like it. I'm saying when it initially happened, I was like, oh, no, they can't do this. But they did it in such a way. Like, I loved, like I said, Wheatley's change, I ended up loving, and GLaDOS's change, I ended up loving. But
when
both
of them
initially happened, I was
well,
like, oh,
you know, at the very end, she kind of went, a little bit back to her normal.
Well, when we get back to that,
I love very some much.
Yeah, the wrap up stuff. Yeah, yeah. Oh, she man. Was like, you know, you helped me, you know, realize, you know, that
I have a conscience.
Delete.
Saving you.
Then she's like, deleted.
Marilyn, deleted.
And the surge of emotion that went through me after I saved your life taught me something else. Where Carolyn lives in my brain.
Bam!
Carolyn deleted. You know, deleting Carolyn just now has taught me a very valuable lesson. That shit was awesome.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, they did a really, really good job with both Wheatley and GLaDOS. And they did, I think they did an even better job of the commentary on from one on the other. Like,
yes.
The entire time that GLaDOS is talking about how much of an idiot Wheatley is, I am just like cracking up about it all because it's just. It's like, oh no, now what the fuck did he do, you know? And you walk into the next test chamber, and the whole thing is moving around, and like two test chambers collide into each other, and like, just
it's like, this is all your fault,
like that.
Way.
And oh man, it was just brilliant. I loved it.
I love his first test chamber.
I was just
made it myself. Himself because he wrote like test on the wall.
Why don't you do this one again?
Yeah, it's like, there's that one test chamber where they make you do, where he's like, okay, I'm going to get you to do that again so I can observe you. And you get an achievement for doing it twice.
There was, when you're falling down, GLaDOS is a potato. And she's like, I just want you to know he's not just any moron. He's a product of the greatest minds of a generation working together to make the dumbest moron who ever lived.
Well, actually, like, they basically built him because GLaDOS was pretty much going crazy and was getting too smart. She was like, he was basically a tumor they put on her to make her.
Well,
less
that's what they did with all the cores, is like they like enhanced or like added on to her personality. And, and all those cores that you see at the end. That you've got to attach. We're actually apparently supposed to be a larger part of the game.
Hey, I heard that
you would talk to and interact with.
Oh, really?
But it just got to be a little too much.
And
they're
all Nolan North too, by the way.
Yeah.
They're hilarious.
You walk into that room and it's got like this, like you can see through like a glass wall.
Like a fence or whatever. You see all the old ones.
Yeah, and there's
like
all
a bin
old...
of cores.
Yeah, it's like one big bin of corrupted cores. And I was, They covered everything. Oh, I meant to mention this earlier, but like just to talk about like the detail that they put into the world itself. Did you guys like when you got to the turret development center? Did you like just like sit there and watch that machine make the turrets over and over?
Yep,
I did. Yeah,
that is just really cool that they actually put that much detail into it. And it's like
I didn't watch over and over. Did they do anything different? I watched it to the point where they put the box on, and then I watched it like twice. And I was like, "That's pretty cool."
Yeah, I mean, and that's kind of what I mean. I don't mean sitting there and watching it 10 times and
or like those video screens every time you enter or when you come up that little tube or whatever you want to call it, the elevator.
Yeah.
Video screens. I sit there and stare at those too.
The one with the Animal King was funny as hell. Oh my god. I love the giant turret with leopard print paint on it.
Oh yeah.
I loved the giant blue screens that you got towards the end too. I thought that was pretty entertaining.
Nice touch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, those turrets were fucking funny as shit. The dead ones when you're
dead ones.
The first good one that goes like this is ridiculous. Because it's like perfect shape. But
did you guys rescue the turret from being destroyed?
Mm-hmm. Which one?
The
good
there's
one?
A conveyor taking turrets to an incinerator.
Yeah, and the one that has the eye on it.
One of them says, I'm different, and you pick it up.
Oh, I didn't know you could pick that up.
And you know what? I actually think that turret has got like a piece of Cave's personality in it. Mm. I don't remember exactly what it was saying, but it was saying shit that reminded me of Cave.
Was it about lemons?
So, do you get a lemon? I think it was about lemons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, the I'm different line is actually uttered by a few different turrets, but I didn't hear anything about. I'm guessing the one you're talking about is the one that's.
I'm gonna try.
I sat there and let it, just kind of spit out some lines until it didn't have anything more to say, and when I kind of, I wonder if that's
good.
I wonder if that has something to do with Cave, you know, like a kind of like a
the first retarded one you save.
Yeah,
catch it out of here. That's really funny.
I love that. I love that this game is like pretty short and pretty linear.
It's,
And then, but I'm sitting here listening to all of us talk about it, and like, you know, there's so many things that I now want to go back and do.
And check
out.
Yeah, same here. Well, the thing is, like, everyone's here obviously beat it at least once. Have any of you guys tried to run through it a second time yet?
I'm in the middle of through a second run through right now.
My second playthrough today.
And how long did it take you? Probably not that long.
Oh, I don't know.
Three and a half hours,
I had developer
maybe?
Commentary on and stuff, and I was playing around.
Okay.
And so probably 6 hours.
Wow. Okay, yeah. But you were listening to all the developer commentary probably, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you can, once you burn through it once, and the first run through, like, you know, 7 hours, so you're trying to figure shit out and listening to stuff. Second one, if you're just trying to get through just listen to stuff and get through the actual puzzles, I think the game maybe is probably about 3.5 to 4 hours at, like, max.
If you're trying to, like, just burn them right through.
Yeah, burn right through.
Yeah, just listen to, like, main
puzzles,
dialogue.
Like, I had to, like, rethink. I'm like, oh,
yeah,
I
exactly.
really
Dude,
remember
I,
this.
Okay. I got stuck again
I got
on,
it.
On some of the puzzles.
I gotta do one. There's one puzzle. I don't know if any of you guys did this. There's one. It's kind of, I wouldn't say it's early. It's the one, I'm gonna try to remember what's, okay, you walk in, there's, like, basically everything is above you, and there's, you gotta get three different, reflector cubes on different points to reflect the red beam going
through, like,
zigzagging.
One portal or whatever.
Yeah, you have to get, like, not that one. Not the other one where you have to get through the one, but it's actually, I think it's the one, like, literally right before that.
Okay.
It's, there's these platforms above you, and you have to get, make a laser zigzag across the entire room and to hit the door.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about. There's that one aerial faith blade in the center.
Yes.
Up against the back wall. Yeah.
Yeah, and you got to basically, you got to sling, it has one of those slingshotty things, and you got to put a portal on the top of that, so you slingshot through it and go up, and you put another portal. Anyway, so I was, like, overthinking something, and I was like, this is, the reason I actually looked at this online is because I read in some reviews that there's, well, we said it too, is someone said, there's not too many, like, precision type portal placements in this game where you have to be kind of, like, twitch maneuvers kind of thing. And I was, like, doing this one part, and basically what I was doing was taking the cube with me through this portal. It would shoot me up. I would drop the cube in midair, shoot the portal on the way down, grab the cube again, so I'd go back through it and shoot out. And it worked. But then I was like, "Hey, well, that sounds kind of precision type stuff." So I looked it up how to do
it. I think
it.
I did it the same way you did.
There was a much easier way to do it.
Yeah, and all you had to do was throw the fucking cube through it. And I was like, "Oh my god, that's all you had to do?" Like, fuck.
I think I was doing exactly what you were doing too.
Seriously, that's awesome.
And that's the thing. I really like the fact that they have the, you know, a lot of these puzzles have multiple solutions.
Sure.
Yeah. Very cool.
Yes.
Thank you.
Very cringy.
So I love, with going back to GLaDOS really quick and just to wrap her up, I love at the end where, and Glenn kind of led into this, where she's like, you know, deleting Carolyn, it was so easy. It made me think that the easiest way should be the easiest way to do things is probably the best way to do things. Mm-hmm. And you're really hard to kill, so I'm just going to let you go because that's easier.
Yeah, exactly.
She just sends you up the elevator, and all of a sudden, like, as you're going up the elevator, there's, like, it would stop on a floor.
I got scared.
The turret.
All those fucking turrets aiming at you. I was like,
turret symphony?
Yes. That was like, this is it.
It was absolutely
I hated
awesome.
That, actually.
Did you really?
I hated the song, the whole sequence. It looked like bad FMV. I don't
know. Oh, at the end of it? At the very end?
Really bad. I don't know.
I was just kind of mad on it. But I, you know, I thought, I don't know. The way that kind of ended, where GLaDOS just kind of lets you go, I thought she kind of pussed out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I
well, but it was very reluctant. Yeah. It was very reluctant, though. You could tell she didn't want to.
Like, all right, you know, no, bitch, I'm gonna fucking, you know, drive you into the ground. You're going down. You know, we're gonna test till you wither and die or something.
I think it was
like,
the only way that
the elevator. Bye.
I think it's the only way that they could have effectively had GLaDOS show some sort of gratitude,
emotion.
You know, for helping put her back in control of the place and everything.
But
she
see, I was kind of
she couldn't be happy, and like how they kind of showed it at first, where she's like, "Oh, thank goodness you're okay." I would have thrown my controller at the TV.
Oh, exactly.
Because
it was like reluctant gratitude, like she didn't want to do it, and that's why I thought that's why I thought it was great when the turrets aimed at you, because she's like second guessing, like, "I'm gonna
that's
kill this bitch."
That's what I thought.
Like,
I was waiting for the
and then all of a sudden she's like, okay, fine, I'll let her go up to another level. And I actually thought that was awesome.
I actually thought that would have been more funny if those turrets, instead of singing symphony to you, would have just shot your ass. I thought that was more funny.
But then you wouldn't have got the actual ending, which was fucking awesome. We won't get there yet, I'm guessing, but
no, I mean, let's get there. Who cares?
You want to spit the before Cave Johnson? The fucking
we need to talk about Cave.
Yeah, we do.
We
Cave
can talk
is
about
spectacular.
Yeah, he was a great character, and just the, like, the way he talks about all of the, like, everything that's going on in Aperture Science, and like, when he's like, if you want to earn $60,
$60, right.
That's like people on yachts and shit.
I know. $60.
And, yeah. Well, he actually has a line. He's like, I know a lot of you, $60 is like a lot of money, but make sure to save that stuff and not.
I know for some of you, $120 is an unprecedented windfall.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
What do people buy with that, Carolyn? Beer,
like,
dirt?
Like dirty hats or something?
I like, yeah, but like when you start out, it's like, hello, astronauts, Olympians, and war heroes. And then as you go to the next, it's like
bombs, all right.
Your $60 check can be collected like as you're going through the various decades of Aperture Science to get
right.
And then
if
they
you would
get
like
to
earn an extra $60,
yeah.
We could take you apart and put you back together, only better.
Yeah. And then they go to
Aperture Science in you.
Testing has now become mandatory for all Aperture Science employees, and our testing standards have gone up dramatically since then.
Yeah.
That was a cool. Don't worry, the worst thing will happen though. It'll grow some tumors, but we'll remove them.
It showed both, you know, the progression of time, like, you know, the old 70s stuff, you know, and like linoleum tile and shit. But it also showed how, like, they were losing money, you know.
Yes.
Everything just got, like, really degraded and really shitty.
Yeah.
Including Cave himself.
Yeah, exactly. It was that moon dust. Man.
Moon dust for the portal gun.
Absolutely. And which the moon dust ends up turning into the white gel.
You shoot the moon!
Did you guys?
Oh,
wow.
You know what? Did you know that I just got that correlation?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, for
holy
real?
Crap! Like just this second.
Just
oh, holy crap!
Why'd you think it worked?
Moon dust.
That's
makes
why
sense.
You can shoot a portal. Oh.
See, that's what I was wondering. Did you guys when? Okay, going to the final boss fight. Did you guys get stuck when that?
No.
Little hole opened in the ceiling and you
not
saw
at all. The first thing
I
was like,
either. I was just like, oh, look, the moon. Boom.
No, I
yeah, because
no,
they
didn't
put you,
that.
They focus right on it. It was like, boom, all of a sudden, boom, you're looking at it with a thing reticle. I'm like, oh, yeah. My first reaction was, shoot a portal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
But I mean, did you do it? Did you do it because you remembered Cave saying that?
No.
God, no. God, no.
You see, that's what I remembered. I remembered, oh, yeah, it's made out of moon dust. Shoot the moon.
Yeah, no, I didn't know. I did it because the game put me in that part. Yeah. Like,
so you think I did it because the game basically told me to do it.
Yeah.
So the game,
yeah. If it didn't focus right on there, because the game does a good job of having stuff happen, like typical Valve stuff and like playing Half-Life, mm-hmm. basically having these scripted events happen, but you can still have freedom to look around. The second it took control and made my character look at the moon,
right.
I was like, I know I have to shoot at it.
Not only that, I mean, you couldn't really move around that much.
No, you couldn't move.
I tried breaking it today, and seriously, you were very limited.
Couldn't do it at all.
You can't move. You don't move at all. You can look, but it wouldn't
let
you
scoot. Yeah, look, that's what I meant. I'm sorry.
And what I was trying to do, when I saw that open up and I saw the moon, my thought was, oh, wow, we're almost outside.
Yeah, that was my thought, too.
I was going to get up and move to see if there was a wall that I could see from the other side of the chamber to shoot a portal on and get out of the chamber.
Yeah,
I thought that's what I was going to end up doing and just leave the two of them to fight it out. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, and then I'm looking up, I'm like, well, fuck, I can't move. And I look at the moon, I'm like, no. And I shoot it, and the sound goes off, and it's like, ding.
Bing.
And I literally said
that was
out loud,
hilarious.
No fucking way. That just happened? Holy shit.
That was pretty fucking epic.
It was great. And it just made it better when, because, you know, they actually handled it with really well with, like, the sound going out while the, while you weren't in the
when you're out in space, basically.
Yeah, when you're out in space and you don't have like the air and the atmosphere coming at you from the portal, it actually like there's no medium to carry the sound, so it's gone. But then they throw the guys out there and they're like, we're in space, and like, well, that went away.
Rewinding a bit, we have to comment on the lemon discussion because I thought
was
fucking
take the
awesome.
Lemons,
yeah, take that.
Like, he says what we're all thinking.
I think that, I thought that was a great part where it showed the emotion
like
with GLaDOS.
Who says take lemons and make lemonade? No, I'm going to take these lemons and I'm going to blow up your house.
Yeah.
Hire engineers to make combustible lemons.
Yeah. Take the lemons.
Oh, man.
Well, it's funny because you can tell because it's a good correlation between, like, Cave Johnson and GLaDOS, because first he's like, yeah, if God gives you lemons, make lemonade. And then you can tell he's getting sicker and sicker with all, like, he's not doing well. And he comes home and they go, fuck that shit.
You know
and
what?
That's making GLaDOS. But I'd be like, well, yeah, fuck that shit. And have an emotion of both, like, fuck this shit. Kind of the same thing, like, fuck Aperture. Like, basically, fuck everything that's happened, let's fucking blow this shit. And then the lead up to deleting of Caroline, which is awesome as well.
Yeah, right.
But It's I thought that was awesome. I couldn't stop. Like, I actually had to put the controller down. Like, I have to listen to this. This is just too funny. I can't
concentrate right now. And that's the thing. I think that they, like, with I mean, there's not a lot of characters in this game, but with those characters, they tell this really pretty intricate story.
Yeah.
That spans about 30 years or more.
And I care
and
more for Cape
Johnson. Together so well. And
I want to go play this game right now.
I know.
Yeah, seriously.
Can we stop this right now?
Like,
and go play?
Honestly, care more about Cave Johnson than I do about any other first-person shooter character that's ever been put out in the last, like, 10 years. Like, or anything like that. Like, it's... And you don't even see him. Well, besides pictures. You
besides
his voice.
Yeah, you don't even see him.
And
did you guys
feel like
pay attention to the trophy case at all?
No.
It followed his timeline? Oh, it's hilarious. There was Aperture Fixtures at first.
Okay.
He was Curtain Salesman of the Year.
Okay.
And then 5 years later, that's when Aperture Science started.
Mm-hmm.
And they also have some other awards, like, you know, they were a defense contractor, but they were second place, like 2 years running. And he started, you remember when he was bitching about Black Mesa?
Yes. Black Mesa can suck my butt.
Yeah.
Because
they were
there was little
probably.
Shit like that, and, you know, and also, like, you know, science contributor, like, just little awards like that, and, you know, helped you piece together some of the history.
Very
that's
cool.
Pretty cool.
So much, so much little minor details that piece things together.
Did you guys
very
happen?
Well done.
Did any of you guys see the what's it called Easter egg with the what's called man from bless you
the rat man?
No, not the rat man. Oh my god, the guy from
the
Half-Life
guy, the G-Man.
G-Man. Did any guys?
Freeman?
I didn't see it.
No.
Did any of you guys
no,
see
not
that?
Gordon Freeman. G-Man, the guy with
G-Man,
the
suit,
the
beard,
creepy looking.
Yeah.
Oh, that creepy dude with the weird eyes and shit.
Yeah.
The main like villain, I guess. Like, did any guys?
No.
I didn't see it.
No, I haven't even heard about anything. Like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, me.
Yeah, apparently there's one of the there's like a silhouette of him in one of the test chambers. Someone you go into, and I just heard it talking. Yeah, and I didn't see it, and I want to go back now. I want to like actually look it up and be like, where is this? Because I never it's like some Easter egg you can find. It's actually totally like, silhouette of him, and that's why everyone got pumped up. Like, oh my god, something to do with Half-Life 3. Or
you beat
3.
The game, and Half-Life 3 unlocks.
Yeah, exactly.
Surprise!
And it's 2 hours long.
Yeah.
Did you guys notice at the credits at the end of the game that they actually credited NASA for a picture of the Earth?
Yes.
Yes,
I saw that.
It's, a,
Earth,
it's an
NASA.
Actual picture of the
picture
Earth.
Picture of the Earth, yeah.
I saw that.
I thought that was badass. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm in space.
So much space. Let's see it all.
I'm in space.
And I love the fact that...
Like,
that
right before he goes out there, I want to go in space.
Yeah, I want to
exactly.
go
exactly. The corrupted core is, like, so excited that he wants to go in space, and then he gets out there and it's like, I'm in space!
I'm in space!
Space!
Wait, then, yeah. You know what? If I really would have changed that, I would have done things differently. No, I really would. I wouldn't have done... Yeah, no. I don't think this helped my cause at all. And, you know, I'm not really happy. I'm in space!
You know, yeah.
Very well done. So that Cave
Johnson,
man.
Yeah,
one interesting
Johnson.
Thing I want to say is, you know, going back to the characters in the game, is mm-hmm. that the one I felt was actually the least of a character, and this kind of goes back to Portal 1 as well, was the actual character you're playing.
Yeah.
You know,
well, that's a normal Valve
that's
thing.
That's a Valve thing.
I mean,
I don't mind. Yeah,
yeah,
it's like Gordon Freeman
yeah,
is not a
character.
Character
isn't really a character. It's just, it's a silhouette, basically.
But I mean, yeah. I don't know. I when
you
when
dangerous
I played, like,
mute psychopath.
When I played Half-Life, I still felt that Gordon was a character, even though
really?
He was a mute and, you know, he didn't talk to anyone or anything like that. I still felt like he was a character. But this, you know, in Portal, Shell. I mean, I was like, why do we even have a name for the character?
Can
really?
I tell you? I never even knew what it was until I saw people writing about it. In the
yeah, same here. Yeah,
who
know
the fuck is Shell?
Exactly.
But
and
I didn't
only,
feel any.
The only time that you actually kind of find out a little about her is actually in the comic.
The comic.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Which I haven't
you know.
Even read.
Well, and
yeah.
when you call her parents on the phone.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Her
yeah,
robot parents.
Yeah.
But I just don't know. I found that kind of interesting that, you know, all the characters in the game, you know, they're still very... very little that you know about the actual character you're playing.
But what do you know about Gordon Freeman?
That he's a scientist.
That's okay. You're a test subject.
You're a test subject, right?
Yeah.
You really don't
no
know
parents.
Anything else besides that. It's like it's. I think I can. Yeah,
bad.
I know what you're saying. It could maybe because you're interacting with like, actual physical characters
mm-hmm.
on screen a lot more in Half-Life, but really you're not. You don't know anything more about Gordon Freeman than you would about Chell or whatever the hell her name is.
Well, maybe it's because in Half-Life you actually have other characters interacting with you.
That's what you said. Gordon Freeman, you're kind of filling those shoes as Freeman. Yeah, exactly.
Whereas in Portal, you're still, you know, just kind of more identified as the test subject, you know, the one that pisses GLaDOS off.
Right.
That's about it.
It's like a microcosm. Like in Half-Life, you're like Neo from the Matrix. Like everybody's like worshiping you and you go, Oh, it's Gordon Freeman!
It's like that, you know, all the talking that Wheatley does with you could have been any other test subject. You know, I think that's what maybe I'm trying to get at is that there's nothing unique about Shell.
Well, they're not sucking her dick as much as they do in Half-Life, basically. I mean, that's the only difference is in characters you meet in Half-Life, they know who you are. Whereas in this, like, Wheatley doesn't even know who you are. GLaDOS does, though, so
that makes you special.
Well,
right?
GLaDOS does, but well, Wheatley, the whole thing is like, okay, oh man, when he says at the very beginning, he's like, some human actually beat her, and we haven't seen him since.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, I'm a chick.
So it's kind of like, it's. I just figure that I felt more of a connection in Half Life, and I felt very little to almost none
to it.
But I mean, all the other.
Put yourself in the jump shoes of that character.
Yep.
The jump shoes, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Long fall boots. Strap those suckers on.
The leg braces.
Oh, by the way, if you can spare me one of those boots, just put me in one of those and just remember to land on one foot.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, it's. I'd say that you're so engrossed with the other characters anyway that it pretty much makes no difference. You know, I still had an incredible experience with the game. So,
yeah.
You know, but this is just something I thought of, you know. After.
Yeah, no, I hear what you're saying. Yeah.
That's all.
If she was more of a character, I wouldn't have had that awesome press space to say Apple.
And they do it to you twice, which, did anyone else the second time hesitate to push the button?
Yes.
So I was like okay. Right. Yeah, I'm like, he's just gonna jump again. This is no. So I was like, I hit like every other button. I'm like, okay, obviously I have to hit X. So okay, here we go. And he's like, well, whatever.
you have brain damage.
Yeah, you have brain damage, so it's understandable.
I was streaming that part for a little bit when I first got my capture card just now.
Got it just now?
Well, not just now, but fairly recently in the recent past. Mm-hmm. And I knew that part was coming, obviously, because I've already played it. There's some people in the room, and you know, it does that push X to say Apple or whatever it is, and so I push it and I jump. He's like, "What you're doing is jumping," and I just sat there and started jumping up and down, and everybody in the chat room's laughing, and I just started acting like a retard. And there's spots where Wheatley's like, "Yeah, if you could just come back and pick me up," and I just shook the stick left to right, like, "No, no, I'm not doing that."
Speaking of, again, going back to tangent, was anyone actually able to catch Wheatley when he throws himself off the rail the first time?
No. I don't think you can.
I don't know if they really...
So, it's not
actually,
possible.
I actually restarted that checkpoint.
Yeah. Okay, good, because I was wondering, because I tried like three times, and every time I feel like he's still dropped further and further away from me, even if I'm like right underneath him. So
yeah. I think that's kind of more of a scripted event.
Yeah. Oh, no, I was just asking.
I don't think he's catchable.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I would agree with that.
He's slicked in butter or something.
Which is good, because that's one of the... Catch me! Oh!
Still alive. Or when he turns the flashlight on. Oh, God, we're going backtracking.
Yeah, I have a plan, but it's highly dangerous.
I might die. Why'd they even give this stuff to me? It's just going to kill me.
When they're going through the tubes, he's like, I've always wanted to go through these tubes, but they said it wouldn't be fun. You know, they told me everything would kill me.
They said it wouldn't be fun. This is a lot of fun. They said it wouldn't be fun. Whatever.
Yeah. This is fun. This is very fun.
Oh, fuck. I guess... Does that bring us to the end, I guess?
Are we done with characters?
Are we done with Cave Johnson or anything else random anyone else wants to say?
Yeah, right?
I don't think so.
Like, anyway, anyone got any favorite quotes or anything?
I love her role. Yeah. So much more in this one.
the companion cube, though, when she smokes a companion cube and
twice,
she says, "You know, we have a whole warehouse full of those. They're sentient, of course. We just have a lot of them.
Thousands of them."
And they do feel that? Pain. It is similar.
Yeah, did I fizzle that? Yeah. And the second time, oh, I fizzled that again. Oh, I'm sorry. All right, one more time.
So the companion cube makes it out with you, though.
Yeah.
Hell yes!
That was a nice touch.
And that's the great thing.
I gasped.
It's like, it spits you out, and then the door just opens up again, and spits out a companion cube, and then
charred. Charred, beaten, yeah. I thought that was awesome. I didn't see that coming.
No, I didn't either.
I kind of wondered if that was supposed to be, like, the original companion cube from...
No, that's what I think it is.
But you incinerated that.
Exactly.
Well, I know, but I think that's why it's charred, though.
So many of them, it's like, what's... Why is
well, no,
it
in the,
like
in the first, there's only one. There's only one in the first game, and I figured the first two, the three of them that you actually touch in two, two of them get absolutely disintegrated. The third one, unless you try to do the get the achievement where you go back and, or they have trophies where you go back and grab it and bring it through to the thing and it gets disintegrated as well, they all get disintegrated. So I think it's supposed to be a throwback to this is the first one you threw down in the incinerator. It wasn't incinerated because it's all charred, but it's still there. The other ones actually got disintegrated. Okay. So I think it's like pulling your heartstrings, like, oh, because that was like, they're like, oh, that's awesome. Funny. And I was like, laugh. Like, that's, yeah, exactly.
I mean,
how did this game make me care about a cube?
Yeah, exactly.
That did. I was like, ah, QB, yes!
Give me.
Only Valve can do that to you.
Did any of you guys also wonder what's going to happen from there? I mean, when she's standing out there and it's just a big-ass field.
Well, Gordon Freeman's going to rescue
her. One little elevator shaft, and
I have no
it's just
idea.
You and your cube.
Yeah.
And you're in a field.
It's like, where the fuck are they going to go from there?
Did I thought she was going to go back. Gun or no?
No. She's not going to carry it.
I don't think, I don't think you would carry it.
I don't know. So, you know, that's a good question.
No,
it's either that or she just put it down so you couldn't see it anymore.
Oh, no, you let go of it because you had to hold on to Wheatley. Because it goes in space.
Yeah. Oh! Okay, so it's out, like, floating in space.
In space somewhere.
In space.
Space.
It's in space. But do we have theories for, like, a Portal 3?
I think she wants the portal come back and she goes after it.
Really?
And somehow brings
Gladys? I don't know. I just thought about that just now.
I got this vibe. I haven't completed the co-op, I think that once you complete the co-op, this is going to kind of go into this a little bit, but...
Well, at the end... Did you play co-op, Glenn?
I haven't completed the co-op, I just said, but the...
I know, but you haven't completed... But because you see those characters at the end of the game.
Yeah, but you have those characters, and she says, you know, thanks to you, I don't need you. Please don't come back. I've got all the test subjects I'll ever need. And then there's a section in the co-op where you're at the end where she's saying, I found all of these humans that were just asleep that, you know, we need to go find these humans so that we can let them test. Isn't it so mean that the other humans hid them from us? And so I think that what she's finding is the world, like the outside world.
Oh, the actual
and she's going to try and enslave humanity to test, basically.
Oh.
Now, that would be badass.
That would be kind of cool.
Trying to do portal shit throughout, like, a city or something?
Yeah, like you're in an office building and you wake up and you hear GLaDOS and she's just kind of like, oh, hey.
It's like all those underground, all those old chambers were kind of like a taste of what happened with something like that.
Right.
That line just came back to me. Like, if anyone asks you, not that they would, but if anyone asks you, just tell them you said the other test subjects were very much so alive.
Yeah.
They were. Yeah.
They're very alive.
Yes.
And I'll only be okay with this if you're either A, never testing at night, or B, anytime you test at night, you can feel free to portal to the moon anytime and die.
Yeah.
Then I will be okay with that.
Yeah. I just thought with the ending that was given, it's like, I wonder how they're going to do it with Portal 3. But then again, wasn't at the end of the first portal that you hit the surface and that was it? It just kind of faded.
Right.
Well, they added it
and then
they added
changed
in a new ending,
it
though.
For Portal 2 with like an additional scene of you getting dragged back into the facility.
It was the first portal, yeah.
Maybe something like that happens with Portal 3 where they add a scene after you're kind of just looking around or whatever.
I don't think they could do that again, though.
Something yank. I don't know.
So how many times can I go to the surface directly above this place?
Gets way once, sucked back in. Gets way
twice. The only thing I noticed, though, is that Valve has trouble with threes, so...
We probably wanted to see it
take 15 years to come out.
Can we all say that we will be extremely pissed off if Portal 3 comes out before Half-Life 3?
No.
No, I love Portal 2. I'll be happy.
I'll be pissed off. I want me that Half-Life 3.
No shit.
I do, too.
Oh, of course. I don't think anyone doesn't
want
it.
And I think
that
should be their focus now, now the next Half-Life.
And that thing's been in development for Duke Nukem Forever's type numbers here, you know?
Yeah.
Can we get this shit out, please?
It's getting close.
Yeah.
Stop eating the Oreo cakesters and get...
the Oreo cakesters.
No shit.
I don't think... at the same time, I'm kind of happy that I wouldn't mind, honestly, if this was the last portal. It's had DLC for, like, a long time and, like, bring it back, like, years later.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. It sells too
well. Well, I know. Does it? I don't know. Like,
I
wouldn't
though.
Be surprised if Mortal Kombat sold more than Portal 2.
I don't want it to just be, you know, a bunch of DLC with just more puzzles to do. I mean, that's great and everything.
I want a storyline.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the story. So if there's a
but
way
how
that
are they
going to
top it, though?
Story, then I'm in.
Yeah. No, I know, I'm with you. I'm just wondering how, like, if, because the thing is, if they do a Portal 3, it's going to have to be better than Portal 2. And I really, like, I might be alone, but I think Portal 2 is absolutely brilliant from beginning to finish. Like, yeah. I don't know how they're going to beat that. Or how.
But a lot of people were apprehensive about Portal 2 as well, because they thought Portal was so great. Yeah. And they're like, well, how the fuck are they going to top that? And they topped it and then some.
Very much.
Can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If any dev can.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Exactly.
Take 10 years to make a game, yeah.
It's pretty good. This is the best ever.
All the voice actors are getting all gravelly and shit.
But at the end of the game, they actually sound older than they did at the beginning of the game.
they're gonna have, like, Jeff Bridges them and make them sound younger. So
yeah, seriously.
Audio engineering.
Nice.
Oh, so good.
Mm-hmm.
So, how about some of the new mechanics? We didn't really talk about them.
No, we didn't talk about the bridges or bit. Yeah, we kind of like.
What was your favorite mechanic? What was your favorite?
I like the bouncy gel personally.
It's hard to really call one. I mean, I think I like the portal gel.
Yeah, I like a lot of the gels. I mean, I remember just like completely just spending like an hour in a room. Just like bouncing just around. Oh, God, all the audio cues for...
Oh, yeah. All the audio design stuff.
For the gel, even just...
The aerial faith plates, too.
Fun stuff.
Like, nice what do you touch. Mean?
Like when you're jumping around, when you get to a certain height in the room, like on an aerial faith plate, the music would change and become more tense as you were on the way down. It would come back to normal and... Like the
or the sound effects when you'd hit the bouncy gel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was like 70s space techno.
The chimes would change every time you jumped and stuff. Yeah.
Did anyone else get stumped for a bit on the acceleration gel? As far as what it was.
I got stuck
what
on
its
the one
intention
where
was.
No.
What you were
no.
supposed to do with it? Cuz no, I didn't actually figure it out cuz I was you know, I saw this red shit on the floor and I'm like what the fuck
it's
is this?
Orange. Am I the only one who sees
orange? It's orange.
Thank you.
I see it as red too, but I'm colorblind. So
well, so am I. So there.
Oh, okay.
There you go. Colorblind guys are seeing red. So
there we go.
anyway, I'm seeing this stuff on the floor, and I, you know, I'm jumping on
what
it.
What do I do?
Like, oh, I don't know. Is this like super bouncy gel or something? But
do I push X to use? I don't get it.
I'll admit I was fucking stuck on it for a second, and then it wasn't until I actually ran across it. I'm like, oh fuck, I'm going real fast here. Okay.
Shit.
Figured it out.
Run button.
You know? I had that problem with the portal gel, trying to figure out what the fuck. I'm like, okay, great.
I didn't like the portal gel for whatever reason.
I caught the portal gel right away.
I caught it, but I just didn't like it.
Sweet.
I thought that was the one who was like,
at
just
first,
throw shit somewhere
and
have
it
spray it everywhere
it
and be like,
great.
Okay, let it spray everywhere. Okay, now I can beat this. Yeah. Like, I don't think they ever used it.
Seemed like a crutch. You
know? Yeah, exactly. It was like, we need something else.
Did,
the only one, the
it,
only
it, they,
one
they got
puzzle.
Real clever in the way they used it as they
went
on.
And
it
one,
was like you had to figure out how to get that shit.
The one puzzle that I thought was actually clever with it was the one where you had to go up the towers. That was the only one.
And that's one of the puzzles that I wanted to talk about.
I covered that entire fucking room.
So did I.
Yeah.
But it's like I did that, and it's like, so you cover the entire room with the white gel, and you end up
harder,
going
by the way.
pretty much.
Now what?
Yeah, and
now then you put portals everywhere.
You get,
imagine a portal.
You get outside
world.
Of that little box that you start in, and you start looking around, and you see where you're supposed to go.
Yeah,
and it leads you back to those towers, and like it led me back to the towers, and I looked up at one of the towers. And saw that there was railing up there and like a platform, and I was like, "Okay, I
now
can kind of see
there.
Where this is going." Clever, and that's one of the
but
ones where I said
so
it out loud.
Though.
I was like, "That's really clever." It was good stuff.
I just love the idea of being able to put a portal anywhere in the room.
Yeah.
So
but there's no
like,
point if there's no point
shit
in portals though.
I just thought it was fun shooting white goo all over
the place.
there's that too.
How do you feel about the white stuff in Portal?
Gooey.
Made me shoot white goo everywhere.
I like being able to shoot my white stuff anywhere I want.
So you know how the original Portal was like a student game?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Apparently all the gels were from a student game.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
So they combined the two of them?
Yeah, they stole... Well, not stole all the elements. I don't know how they compensated.
They probably
did or whatever, but... it was like a paintball game. And they all have the same kind of properties, like the bouncing and the running.
That's cool.
That's kind of cool. Because the guys who did the actual college, I'm pretty sure they hired them.
Probably, yeah.
Positive, yeah. That's pretty cool. I didn't know that.
I like the anti-grav tubes, too.
Yes,
there's some really cool stuff going on with that.
Light bridges, all that.
The light bridges were really fun.
You know, the one thing that upset me, the blue repulsion gel, there was one chamber where it was on both walls and you bounced back and forth left to right. And that was so cool. You only do it once.
Yeah, last week, like literally on Thursday when we recorded the regular show, that's exactly, I said one of my biggest pet peeves is they do that. They introduce that in the, like, when they introduce you to the repulsion gel, and like that was so cool, and they never do it again. Ever.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but that's like a premium, like you have to do it in that part. I'm like, oh, this is going to be awesome. And they don't even touch it.
You do it in the co-op a few times.
That's cool.
So that's nice, right, at least. But
the blue was the least fun, I gotta say, because it seemed like just another blue. What are the faith plates?
Yeah,
it's
just another faith plate, really.
That's what they
a faith plate you can kind of put anywhere.
But I like the combination of the orange with the blue. I like that. Yeah. Like one of my favorite.
Yeah, I was about to say the orange with the blue right at the very end.
It's awesome.
The best.
Yeah, I thought that was fucking great. One of my favorite test chambers. The entire thing was the one where you have to use like the blue and the orange, and it's basically like a Rube Goldberg machine where basically once you have it set up, you jump through it and boom, and you just sit there and watch for like 15 seconds. This is like awesome, like bouncing off shit and going super speed.
I remember walking into one of those and was just completely overwhelmed just because there was so much in that room. And
I'm talking about.
You see, it probably is, and you see the red shit,
it's
and
huge,
the blue shit, and you're just
and
like,
the white
how
shit.
The fuck yeah.
It's the last one before you
all together.
Go into Wheatley Labs, basically.
Yes, that's okay.
The one that connects all
about.
The gels into the current.
Yes,
line.
Right.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, oh my god, that first sealed hatch, that big to do. Then it lights up and there's a door behind it.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a three-story hatch.
I want to say that's from like a movie, isn't it? Isn't that from some... I thought I saw a movie.
Is that like Monty Python
thing,
or
like
something?
Big, gigantic, epic door. And
that's probable.
Just a little tiny man door.
Little tiny man door. I see you staring at my little tiny man door. You cut that out.
All right, so...
what else we got?
What do we think about like improvements and things we liked better in this and things we liked better in the first one?
Whew.
I loved all the mechanics in this game were well above the first game in my opinion, with like the introduction of the light bridges and all the gels and the anti-grav tubes and stuff like that. It's like you wonder, like when they were saying, okay, Portal 2's coming out, I'm like, well, you know, we played Portal, what could they do new to bring to make this more interesting? And they brought a ton of shit, and it was all really good. And I thought that was fantastic.
I was worried they were going to fall back on cake jokes and fan service,
and they didn't. The cake wasn't even mentioned.
It was. Are you serious? Yeah, when you go into that room to the GLaDOS Master Control Shutdown and Cake Distribution Room.
Oh yeah!
When you're in that little box,
that single room, and then she starts bringing the walls in on you.
Yeah, you go to open the door and it falls down in front of your face, and she goes, "I really thought that you were smarter than a fall for that." The door says GLaDOS hilarious. Master Control Switch, and then underneath that it says "And Cake Distribution Room."
And wasn't there like a picture of cake?
I missed that.
Yeah,
I thought there. Yeah,
I actually completely missed that. I'll have to look for it.
So there's one.
All right, so I'll have to look for that one on my second playthrough that I'm working on right now.
But I mean, I think that kind of speaks to the fact that they didn't really rely on
it. They didn't use it as a crutch or anything.
No.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't kind of there. It's like, huh.
It wasn't a two or a woo.
Yeah.
It wasn't the source of the humor in this game. That's
no.
The
no.
So
I like the puzzles a lot more.
In this or in
one?
Yeah.
In the first one, you mean?
Not the first ones were twitchy. I think I generally had to work harder, I think.
I could see that. And that kind of goes back to what I was saying before. It's like the last two setting. Puzzles in this game, they actually felt like they took more thinking, like, compared to the first one.
Right.
And I thought the same thing. Yeah.
And then the rest of them were mostly, I mean, besides those, and then the, like, the one large tower that you had to climb up. Mm-hmm. That had like you were doing it like a little section at a time, and it mm-hmm. goes back to where you had like there was a one section where you made the red run into the blue. Mm-hmm. Outside of that, I mean, I thought that most of them were pretty. You could sit there and look around for 30, 60 seconds and figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
Well, the first one, like I played through the first one right before I played the second one, and there's nothing like that one in the first one where you have to. it's basically like a tower, but you're jumping on different
platforms.
Yeah, the columns.
But you had,
but you had to jump up, and you had to like aim, shoot a portal, fall through, shoot up, aim, shoot a portal
as
you're falling.
I love that one.
That
I
was so it. Good. And there was nothing like that in the second one.
Good. I hated that puzzle so much.
I thought that was cool.
I did not like the puzzles that. Where you had to... Twitch. You had to have that, that twitch timing. I like the ones where you just sit there, look around. You might be stuck for a little bit, but you eventually figure it out, and then it's just a matter of,
figuring out the puzzle should be the hard part. Implementing your solution should not be the difficult part of the game.
Exactly.
You know?
Or even if you're just, trying to get to a certain section, like, okay, I need to get up to that ledge. I don't know how to do that. And then you get to that point, and you're like, well, okay, now where do I go from here? You know, that kind of gameplay is what I enjoy about the Portal games.
Right.
But where you see exactly what you need to do, but then you realize that, okay, shit, now I gotta make sure I'm in the orange portal here and the blue portal there, and you make sure your aim is all spot on.
Relatively speaking, aiming the portals in Portal is a lot freaking easier than twitch shooting in like Quake 3. It's not like, when you shoot it through a portal, it's not exactly super speed. They let you hang up there for quite a bit, being like, okay, aim and stuff.
If you're doing like some kind of velocity deal where you're just kind of shooting straight up into the air, that's cool. I mean, that's not too much of a problem. I'm talking when you're shooting straight at a wall or some shit like
that. No, that's totally like, no, I'm talking like, I think like, The one in Portal 1 I'm thinking of.
There's like four towers that got taller and taller.
It's like, they get taller and you have to basically go up. The good thing is if you fucked up, you didn't die. You just went back down. You're like, hey. And a lot of the times you can just like be like, okay, I'm already up this high. I can just put a portal down here, shoot up, and then when I go through this, shoot another portal up here or down below me on this like platform.
That was the way I had to do it. It took me like 5 minutes to do that one. So I had to do it one step at a time.
Real?
I fucking hated that puzzle.
Okay, well, that'd be kind of annoying, yeah. But, I mean, and I might have done it the first time through, but the second time through, you kind of know them triggers, like, oh, I remember how to do this.
And kind of going with that same kind of mechanic, the whole jumping and shooting a portal directly in front of you, like, at the last second, they made it in Portal 2 a lot easier. Like, I couldn't really tell you how to describe it except for, like, auto-alignment
or an
auto-aim.
Yes,
like, the portal sucked
you
in.
Yeah, exactly.
So
in the
you
first
didn't
one,
have
a lot
to be
of times,
dead the hell on
down.
With your aim.
Yes, and also...
Well, I also noticed that, like, some of the... It wasn't necessarily aim assist, but it was, like, if there was, like, one particular platform that you were supposed to put a portal on, if you shot the portal at that platform and hit it, it would show up in the right place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There are
there's only a certain amount of space
you can shoot a portal.
More
that probably
importantly,
is the shape of a portal.
Right. If you guys notice in 2, when you carry a cube through a portal,
no matter where it is,
it takes it through with you. Whereas the first one, if it's stuck on a ledge, it left the cube there, and you'd be like, fuck, I have to go back and get it.
Yeah, they just made it that you constantly had a grip on it.
Yeah, if you were holding it, you were holding on that shit for life.
Right.
It's like it was going through with you no matter what. Which I think that was a good thing. I think that's dumbing it down. I was like, that makes it more sense.
I think it's just that they really nailed the controls this time around.
Yeah.
Very, very solid.
Tuned up the engine.
Huge improvement.
They didn't want people to get frustrated about stupid shit.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Take out the little frustrating things and make the game fun.
Yeah, and I think they did a good job of that.
Mm-hmm.
I will say there were a couple points in certain puzzles where I completely spaced out on the fact that I was holding a portal gun.
Meaning there's so much other shit in the room
and you're focusing all on that and you're like, how the fuck am I supposed to get that?
Oh, wait a second.
And you're just like, ding. Oh, duh.
Oh, we're using that old thing again?
Oh, yeah,
you
ignore
the portal.
His name is called Portal, not Bouncy Gel. I got
you. Yeah, exactly. I mean, but yeah, there were moments where I just completely, or even with other mechanics, I don't know. Just went right over my head or some shit, but I just would forget that. Oh yeah, I can use this to do that.
Yeah, I get you.
Did anyone here play the Still Alive DLC pack for Portal 1?
No, Kelly did a little bit, but I didn't.
Is that on the Steam version? If it is, I think I
it is. On
yeah,
the Steam
it's probably free on Steam. It's probably you have to pay for it on Xbox Live. But
I think I might have played a little.
I'm wondering
bit
if it's more complex. I'm wondering if like the DLC for 2 will be the same kind of thing, like.
More than likely, just like kind
original
of
chambers,
stages.
But
yeah,
harder.
More challenging, kind of like. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I want to see more chambers that kind of incorporate everything because I think that would be a lot of fun. To kind
well,
of
Jason,
sit there
they did that in the first game too. They had all the challenge rooms. Yeah. Where you know,
oh, that's right, they
like
did, yeah.
Kind of like a new game plus. They didn't have that in Portal 2 at all.
I thought you said that there was a new game plus feature.
I lied.
No.
That's because I wanted to tell you about shooting the moon so bad, so I had to make something else up. Before you beat the game. So.
Oh, it's New Game Plus.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
No, you got,
no he actually told me that in New Game Plus, they combined the blue and the red gel and made a purple gel.
I remember that. I remember reading that, and I actually was second-guessing. Yeah. I was like,
I actually thought
he
was just fucking with you, being like because you're colorblind. That's why I was thinking
that. Oh, I was
trying to make it kind of believable.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I mean, it makes sense. Red and blue make purple, so.
No, I know, but because you kept saying red.
I know,
like,
you can see
orange.
It, but it's there.
What do orange and blue make? Because that'd be what it was.
I didn't look that one up. I don't know for sure.
Wow.
Oh, man. Awesome. Anything else we want to throw out there about this game before we...
Game of the year. And I'm glad Mass Effect 3 got delayed so that this can be my standalone game of the year.
I'll be honest with you. Right now, if I look at the games coming out, there's only one game that I can think of that stands
Infamous
a chance against this, and it's Infamous 2. I really think that
there's
is the only game that stands a chance to stand up to Game of the Year over Portal 2 at this point, because I mean the other obvious choice is Uncharted, but it's like now I'm at the point where Uncharted it's kind of like God of War, where, you know, granted they're making
you're
it a
epic
better
and awesome, that's awesome,
yeah, and that it's and it's not that they're not great games, but it's like, okay, I've done this, so
yeah.
It's more of the same, but not necessarily a bad thing.
Right, exactly, and I have a feeling that's what Uncharted is going to be for me.
Right.
But Infamous 2, I am like dying to get my hands on this fucking game. So that's like the only one I can think of right now that stands a chance.
WWE All-Stars is, I mean, obviously top of the
They've got some of that blue gel in there, I think.
Yeah.
Ultra mega jump from fucking the roof.
But this is, without a doubt, very, very high.
Yeah.
On my list right
this
now.
This is
one of my favorite games of all time. And literally. Like, like I said, I played through the game, played 1 through chapter 6, and then it was like, you know what? I want to play this experience again, so I played 1 through chapter 6 again, and now I'm gonna go through the entire rest of the game, and I'm like, I've never done that before. Like, this, I don't know if it's because PSN's down, but that's not an excuse, because I still have Xbox games.
Wait, the PSN's down? Fuck.
What do we do?
I
actually like the first game better than
overall.
The second one. Overall, I think I got
really?
A better payoff at the end.
Okay.
Because, you know, it was a really cool mechanic, right, with the portals, mm-hmm. and I love all the
right.
testing.
Having her shoot
love,
herself, yeah.
and then, you know, the big epic reveal when you go behind the curtain, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh my god, there's so much more around here, and you finally get that, you know, go into the guts of Aperture
right,
Science,
right.
and then
right.
I loved that. I'm like, that was just icing on top of the really cool game.
I felt that in this one too, when you went down into the older chambers, when you were talking about when Cave Johnson
game.
Started
yes.
coming
yeah.
into play.
And I kind of got that too, but it wasn't nearly as epic. Like, I knew about it. They had, you know, told me about it previously.
I love the first game, but I have to stop. Once you get through the actual test chambers, you get to the point where you're behind everything.
Uh-huh.
I can't do that anymore. And I was watching Tanya beat the game, and I was like, this is so tedious. It's no longer puzzles.
It's a little
bad on
the pacing.
Yeah, it's like, let's just find where you have to put the portal and go through it. And I was like, this is... The last, like, 45 minutes of that game, I think, is before the boss fight, I guess. It wouldn't even be 40 minutes. It'd probably be, like, 30 or 20, whatever.
Right.
But I really cannot stand. Like, I get to the point, I'm like, I'm not doing this again. I'll skip these...
Take what? Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I'll just skip that chapter and go right to the boss fight. And then that's it.
I can't really blame you, but... Go ahead.
I just like that the first portal was kind of a quick burn. You know, mm-hmm. there was only like maybe three,
it's
4 hours max.
Hello.
Not to say that Portal 2's length is bad, but mm-hmm. I did like the fact that I could kind of, you know, play through it quickly in one sitting. You know, but you know, Portal 2 is still great. I don't want to say Game of the Year right away because
I'm not gonna say
you know
it
we're not yet. We're not even at June yet. but it's definitely going to go on my list for Game of the Year. Nominees.
Yeah, and I think that's all the rest of us are saying too. So.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly.
But it might not be surprising.
It's fan fucking tastic. There's not many games that get me to want to play it again right away. And that's exactly.
I guess what I'm trying to say is, with the first one, I got the gameplay out of it, and I also got like that epic feeling of satisfaction.
Well, it was really new.
It was innovative.
Getting all the backstory, like going into those, you know, secret rooms with like the Ratman stuff and all the graffiti on the wall.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
That was really cool. But in the second one, I got a shit ton of laughs, really good writing, you know, huge sense of scale, you know, by going down into the annals of average science and, you know, getting the backstory. That was really cool, too. But I didn't get the gameplay feel out of it. Like, as good as I did with
Because
it's still really, really good. Just
Right, because you
might
have...
I'm just comparing contrast.
Right.
Yeah, I get you.
I get you, totally.
Because the new mechanics in this game were not as big
as
the portal gun. Mm-hmm. And the portal gun was a huge mechanic, and, I mean, I found myself several times in this game just stopping what I was doing and, like, just portaling around and just, like, seeing what the hell was going on. And, like... You know, how many of us, like, shot two portals right next to each other so we could go halfway through one and actually see our character?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I did that many times.
Yeah, I did that. It's like, I just... I just wanted to see what my character looked like, you know? So
exactly.
You know,
there's no mirrors, apparently.
Right, yeah, in Aperture Science. Well, if they had a mirror, you could shoot the portal off the mirror and shoot it. Oh, that'd be a good mechanic.
See, that'd be interesting. you find this super secret room that...
Or all the reflective it turns the room backwards when you shoot it through a mirror, and that's the only way you can solve the puzzle.
Nice.
You win the game.
All right, cool. Anything else before we wrap up here?
No, if you don't have it, buy it. If you don't have the first one, fucking buy Orange Box on anything that's available.
Yeah.
And can we just are we all in agreement? Terrible Distraction.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I've been playing it for the last 20 minutes right now.
Yeah, I don't think anyone will argue with that. I mean,
we got science to do here, damn it.
Yeah.
And this is something that we've said. It's like you try and you really, really have to nitpick at this game to find something.
Oh, yeah. Loading times is the only thing that really even close to bugs me. And it only bugs me because it's like we talked about it on the last show. It's not even a bugging thing. It's just more like the Valve engine just cannot stream loading times. That just the engine's fault. It's not Valve at all.
Right.
They just can't do it. And
well, it is Valve. It's their engine. But
yeah. Well, that's not what I mean. Yeah, the engine can actually. It's like physically impossible for it to do it. I'm just saying, like, it does it at good times, so you know it's coming. Oh, here's a fucking elevator.
Listen to the dev commentary. They actually go into detail about some of the more high tech, you know, techniques that they had to do.
Nice.
Okay. And brand new stuff that they had to do just to accommodate.
Is it the same way as the first one? Where they have like the speech bubbles pop up and you go on. Oh, cool.
Yeah, like all the Valve games actually.
I need you to go back and do that. I might restart my second playthrough and put the commentary on.
Yeah, they have it in Team Fortress 2 as well.
I'm gonna do that shit up.
And remember, kids. If you have a headache, that's not the testing. That's asbestos.
You'll grow a tumor, but it's okay. We'll just cut him out.
Dude, Glenn, did you write all
the
these down?
Chairs in the lobby. We took care of that for you.
Yeah.
If you weren't wearing lead
underpants. Yeah.
Glenn, did you write all these down? Because I'm not remembering any of them until you say them.
No, I just remember them. I've played through this like a lot, dude. I've got every single player trophy that exists in that game right now.
Oh, nice,
When I started playing through it again today, my whole point was to write down quotes that I thought were awesome. And after 5 minutes, I'm like, this is ridiculous. I'm writing down the entire
You're
flip.
Writing yeah. all the entire
I'm like, I'm writing right. everything. This is just retarded.
Might as well just hold the script in front of you.
Yeah, for
this
real.
Line was funny.
All right, guys. So moral of the story is that this game is awesome. And
hell yeah.
And I know there's nobody on this podcast that hasn't played it because we said in the beginning that you shouldn't listen. But
absolutely,
just in case, if you don't have this game, go buy it.
Believe the hype.
Yes.
For real.
I agree.
Yeah, it's really, really good.
All right. Last thoughts before we wrap up and get out?
Very, very solid Game of the Year contender.
Absolutely.
Some of the best writing in video games today.
I would say
that
too.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%.
And voice acting.
And most creative, some of the most creative puzzle creation I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm. So. Awesome voice acting.
Maybe.
Some of the best voice acting.
Spectacular, yeah.
Thus far.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, I am hoping to get this edited and out shortly after our next show. So remember that the next show coming up, which we are recording on Thursday, is a... email and Indus Question Show.
Woot.
So get your emails in. Email at interactivedistractions.com and your Indus Questions at Indus Questions. Thank you guys for listening.
Just please don't ask, what do you think about Portal 2?
Follow us on Twitter.
Right?
We are Indus Podcast. You can also follow us individually as Indus Chris, Indus Jason, Indus Geoff,
G-E-O-F-F,
Indus Pro, and Indus Rody.
Also, Indus Travis, who doesn't podcast with us anymore.
That's right.
Yeah, barely.
This is now officially. This is now officially the.
He can't reach the counter. That's why.
Oh my god.
Oh, this is now the. This is officially the fourth podcast that he's missed.
In
because he's
technical difficulty.
Oh god, it just said Travis.
Travis is online.
Yeah, hey, I guess there's technical difficulties. Are no
oh my god, that's pretty funny. So he's back, so we have to restart all over.
Should we dial him in and say you've got 10 seconds? Portal 2
yeah,
go.
Yeah, for real. What do you think?
Wrap up Portal in 3 words. Go. Alright guys, thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed our spoiler episode for Portal 2. If you did, please tell a few friends about us and about this particular show. And if you're on iTunes or Zune Marketplace, please leave us a review. We would appreciate it. So until our next show, my name is Chris.
I'm Jason.
I'm Geoff.
I'm Glenn.
It's still good. That still works. I'm the right.
Why you not say your name, Nico?
Ring bell for Nico.
Play your games, and we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Okay, ring bell for clap clap.
Disaster. That's what I'm.